the student is ready, the master will appear.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Wolf Chronicles podcast. I have a special guest here today. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Vanessa. I go by Venus. I'm super excited.
Yeah, let's get it. So today we are talking about astrology and more specifically, real-time astrology. So what is real-time astrology?
Real-time astrology, sidereal astrology, is basically taking a look at the real-time sky and seeing the planets and the zodiacs in perspective to the actual time in the sky.
So, you know, people today would say that we are in Cancer season. Do you agree?
So, no, we're actually in Gemini season, and that has a lot to do with back in the day, they didn't have computers, and it was just astrologers, astronomers looking up into the sky and making calculations. To make it easy, they basically cut the sky in 12 equal parts, which is why there are 12 zodiacs in the tropical astrology people follow. And this is not correct. It's not accurate. There's actually many different signs, not just 12. However, they omitted possibly the most important sign, Ophiuchus, the 13th sign, and it threw off so many calculations.
Would you say that following this form of astrology helps you with your spiritual practice?
Yeah, definitely. It's not what most people are following, so it kind of gets confusing, especially if you're just starting out learning the real-time astrology. But it definitely puts things into perspective. And from what I think and I believe, tropical astrology is basically your lower self and not your fullest potential that you can be, versus the real-time astrology, 13 sign astrology. This is your true self, your higher self. So, you know, I put that into perspective with my spiritual practice, and it's definitely been a wild ride since I've learned or unlearned tropical astrology.
Yeah, I remember, I came across a friend of mine, his name's Zeke. He also is like a practitioner of 13 sign astrology. And after really like looking at it and like thinking about myself, I didn't see myself lining up with the Cancer as my sun sign, but like I also got my chart. I did my chart by multiple people, including you, and like it started to make a lot more sense than what, you know, tropical was showing me. And it's definitely helped me navigate through this whole matrix and connect to my higher self. So I'm very thankful I came across it. And I thank you for doing my chart, because
no problem.
I actually started looking into my houses and all that now. It's just like, this shit is like, it's kind of scary.
Yeah. It's your blueprint. And from the charts that I can read, I always tell, you know, I tell people, you can't learn your chart in an hour, in a day, even in a month. Like, you need to study your chart hardcore. There's still things that I learn every day, and I've been studying this type of astrology for like six, seven years. And I'll never forget the day that I learned I was actually a Virgo and not a Libra in my tropical astrology. And at first, it felt like an identity crisis, low-key, like, you know, because you go around and most people are going around now not even knowing their correct sign. and you make it a part of yourself, but to learn that that's not even correct and there's more to the puzzle, to the story that you can actually learn to tap into your true self, it took a minute for me to be like, okay, this is making more sense than my tropical chart does.
So there's a saying, it's like, I don't know, I've been seeing a lot more people say it, but like, they'll say like, you're more so, your moon sign is like your true self. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's, your moon sign's definitely more of your true self, because the moon is basically your subconscious and, you know, just your deep true self of what's like hidden. And your sun sign is just basically you in essence, and what people, you know, view you of, basically of what the vibe that you give off. But moon sign, definitely, someone said it's equivalent to you being like alone drunk at a party, and I was like, actually that sounds kind of true. So yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah, I feel like you know, this, I feel like the moon is definitely like that spiritual energy, the soul. So yeah.
What's your moon sign?
My moon is Sagittarius.
Okay, yeah. Can definitely see that too.
What's yours?
Gemini.
Okay.
Yep. That's why I like this season right now. I love summer. It's just like, it's the best. Virgo, yeah. And then Gemini season are my two top favorites.
Oh yeah, so speaking about it being, you know, the summer, so would you say that astrology greatly impacts all these events, like these, all these organized, choreographed government events, like, you know, like last year it was the George Floyd and the riots or whatever, and then this year the Roy or Floyd, whatever, what is it, the Roy versus
Wade or something? Yeah,
Roy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
yeah
so yeah, like I hear, you know, a lot of events are organized around like the equinoxes, so like around June 20 range, and then like December 20. Like,
yeah.
What do you think?
It's true. They, you know, the top people in this game that we're in, like government, media, sports, they all implement real-time astrology. Like, not even NASA uses tropical astrology. They've actually come out and agreed that we should bring Ophiuchus back into the zodiac, but they all use real-time astrology to harness their energy of not only just them but everyone else in this like grid, and they do certain things on specific days just because that energy is higher. Like for instance, 4th of July, this is actually one of the most powerful times in the year, because Sirius is pretty much like very close to us at this point. It's the closest point to us, and that's what's that.
All right, so Sirius is, I've heard about Sirius being like our true sun. Like, would you agree?
Or
it's a very like key star in all of this.
Yeah, our ancestors followed Sirius, like, to get home. Like, you know, like, the North Star, Sirius, like, they... That's why I guess I'm so fascinated in the real-time astrology, too, because picture, you know, being out in the middle of the wilderness and just having the stars to help you guide of where you're going. That's basically what they did in the forest, at sea, And if you're looking up and you can see where the specific stars and zodiacs are, how are you getting this information of tropical astrology? It doesn't really make sense to me, and no one can give me an explanation.
And I feel like another reason why people like to stick to that is just, you know, people like to be comforted, just be comfortable, and change is very uncomfortable. And nobody likes the truth. Like,
especially nowadays.
Yeah. But like, going back to serious, like, I always find myself, like, if I'm outside looking at the stars at night, like, I could, like, it just points out to me, and then I'll like pull out my my phone and like check to see where it is, and I'm like, bro, like,
you're so drawn to it.
Yeah,
right.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely up there with like my favorite stars. So yeah, it's cool that in Sirius. No, wait, I'm getting mixed up. Where I believe I'm from, that's in Orion's belt. So that's a whole nother story.
So like, yeah, we could definitely talk about that another time. Like, I've heard about different like there's like a galactic like federation, and people just like there's sets of us that come from different parts of the universe. Like, it's pretty hectic.
Yeah, that's like low key what Star Wars is and all those. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So you know, I guess we can close this out, but yeah, share your business. Like, what do you do? Like, put your business on. Like, tell the folks.
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot, but mainly I work for, you know, travel company. I have my own travel company and make music as well, but travel part of it, Instagram, and it's called See You Soon Trips. And I can book your vacation, I can book your cruise, so I'll get you the lowest rate, definitely. And music aspect of it, Venus Music. I got some new stuff brewing, so I'm pretty excited about it as well.
Oh yeah. And yeah, she does readings too, guys, so definitely get with her and get your chart done.
Yep.
She will help you navigate through this whole matrix paradigm.
13 sign readings. When you're ready, and if you can keep your mind open, then come to me, because I've had people, I've read their whole chart and they're like, nope, that's not it. So I'm like, okay, and just keep an open mind and be ready to be blown away.
Yeah, I remember when you did mine, I had previously gotten mine done, and I think on the previous one, it was showing my rising sign was Pisces. And then on yours, it was showing me as Libra. And I was like in denial at first, but like
the other day,
I went back and I was just like, all right. And because I started looking into houses, and I was looking at that, and I think my rising was in the first house as a Libra. And I was just like, huh, I see this. Because I always find myself like, in the middle of like people and like kind of like the peacemaker, and I'm just like, bro, like this shit is yep. Like crazy.
Yeah, definitely. It's insane. When I look back, I don't even know my tropical chart. My big three was, I think, Libra, Moon, and I think my Moon was in Scorpio. No, my rising was Scorpio, and I don't even know, my moon was Cancer, something like that. But I was like, that really doesn't make sense to me. Like, I don't know. But in 13 sign, real-time astrology, it's Virgo sun, Virgo rising, and Gemini moon. So heavy Mercury, that's why Mercury retrogrades hit me so hard. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, that's really all I got. I appreciate you hopping on the podcast, Wolf Chronicles podcast. I'm going to tag all of her info. You guys can check her out. And yeah, definitely get tapped in. You know, we vibing high this way.
Yes, dope. Thank you so much.
All right, peace out.
Peace of mind. Harmony. Be a warrior in a garden, not a gardener at war.